everybody, it's Rich. Welcome, or welcome back, to the Access Church Podcast. Hey, at the end of this episode, please take a moment to subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you'll find our complete Sunday experience with music, as well as great content for kids and students. Visit accesschurch.com to keep up with everything going on around here at Access, and subscribe to our email list. We'll send you helpful suggestions each week designed to help you make friends, grow in faith, and live with purpose. Most importantly, I hope the following presentation inspires you to take your next step in your faith journey. Enjoy. Hey guys, I am here with Holly from Hugs Across the County, a great organization that helps kids in need right here in St. John's County. I am here with Spencer Bolter, one of my dear friends, and we've had such a great time serving together in Costa Rica. He leads 6-8 Ministries.
This is Principal Marcos Jackson at the Johnny Cruikshank Elementary School.
Karen Corialis from Habitat for Humanity. Please welcome Tracy Hemingway. He is the principal here at Liberty Pines Academy. And we are also here with Terry and Andre.
Debbie from the Homeless Coalition of St. John's County. Y'all say hello to Debbie.
We want to help. And so y'all have already given generously to Access Church, and you know we take a percentage of that and give that to organizations in our community that we're excited about. We're excited about Hugs and all you're doing, so we want to give you guys a check.
We'd just like to thank you again for this donation. This will help out with the agricultural program, the horses. You know, there's many different things that we can do with all the many dollars that do pour in through here through our generous donors, and we just appreciate it from the bottom of our hearts, and we'd like to thank y'all again.
This is amazing. Thank you all so much for your generosity.
COVID has hit many of our families in different ways, and so families that didn't have to worry about when their next meal is coming has to worry now. So these funds are going to help students who can't afford field trips, so they still get the same field studies experience that all of their peers and classmates get. So for this, we are grateful. Thank you.
Thank you for your work and your coming out to volunteer, especially in this heat. So we appreciate that. We look forward to partnering with you again. So thank you very much.
Thank you all so much.
Absolutely.
It has been a difficult year.
Yeah.
But it's also been encouraging.
We want to say thank you on behalf of the faculty, staff, and administration to Access Church.
I want to thank you. Access, you guys are one of our most faithful and generous partners. And we could not do this without churches and individuals and the giving like this. We just would not exist.
Man, I watch those clips and I just think back to the joy, the absolute joy that your generosity has brought to so many people, especially over these last 2 years. And as your pastor and as your friend, I just want to say thank you. I want you to know that what you're doing is important and how you're doing it matters. So today's message, well, it's not really much of a message. It's just kind of a stream of consciousness of gratitude. But today's message is for two kinds of people. Those of you who choose to make Access Church a financial priority for your family, and those of you who might consider making Access Church a financial priority. Listen, you've heard me say many times that when Stephanie and I get paid, our very first gift is a check that we write to Access Church. And that's because, honestly, we give from a grateful heart and a broken heart. Our grateful heart looks back on all the good that Access Church has done, not just in our community, but right here in our family. We're so grateful for a healthy church that has loved our kids so well, has welcomed our friends and neighbors into community, and a church that has deeply impacted our spiritual growth. And our broken heart knows that we're not done yet. Our broken heart hears the stories from our neighborhood and from our kids and maybe from one of you. And we know that there is still so much work to do here. Our friends and neighbors and your friends and neighbors need to know, need to experience the love of God. We say that we're for St. John's because we're for the people that you love. And we're not done until every kid, every teenager, every adult in St. John's County has been inspired to follow Jesus, until they've discovered that it's worth it to leave everything behind and follow him. And maybe because we're all on our couches this morning, I want to get a little personal with you. I don't often tell you what it feels like to be a pastor, but I'd like to share how you look from where I sit. If you've read the New Testament, you've probably read something by Paul. He was one of the earliest followers of Jesus, and he wrote a lot. He wrote to people he dearly loved. In fact, people who attended the churches that he'd started. And you can tell that Paul is just so grateful for them. I mean, sometimes it gets pretty direct when they're not living out their faith, but I love that Paul starts almost all of his letters by saying something like this from the beginning of Philippians. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all of my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. You know, when we first started Access Church, we were only meeting twice a month, and our staff would often travel to Atlanta on our off Sundays and attend North Point and go to the Monday morning staff meeting. In those early days, going back to Atlanta and entering an auditorium where thousands gathered was so exciting. It was especially exciting because we were modeling our baby church after North Point, and I really looked forward to those Sundays in Atlanta. Everything at North Point represented what Access might someday become. And then one week we were at North Point, and there's all this energy in the room. I mean, so many people, and I realized I'd rather be at Access right now. I mean, Atlanta's got this amazing facility and all these moving lights and amazing music and so many people and terrible traffic, but I'd rather be at Access. And it wasn't because of what Access might become, but because of who Access already was. Paul says, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. In that moment, I began to love Access not for what we might someday be, but just for who we were already. And that's the tension of leadership, right? As a leader, you always want so much more for your organization, so much progress. But if you're not careful, that desire for more, for progress, for what one leader called a holy discontent can rob you of the joy of what is. I think that was the beginning of a realization, honestly, that what we were starting in Northeast Florida had very little to do with North Point, and it had everything to do with you. In fact, if you're watching this today, you probably weren't even part of Access Church back then. But even before you ever showed up, Access Church was all about you. From the very beginning, we've said we want to be a church for the people who haven't shown up yet. And so because of that vision, a small group of people partnered with us in the gospel from the first day. They invited their friends, their family, neighbors, and coworkers. They showed up early and helped us create environments for kids and teenagers. They sat in a circle with upstreeters or middle schoolers and helped them develop a faith of their own. They prayed for our church, for our staff, and our community. And that first year, nine families gave. Nine. Nine families said, we're going to sacrifice financially to get this little church off the ground. Paul had people like that too. That's why he said, I thank my God every time I remember you. In all of my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy. Why? Because of your partnership in the gospel. I know how Paul feels. I'm so grateful for Access Church, and I'm especially grateful for those of you who are in the trenches with us. Thank you for jumping in, for praying, for serving, for inviting, and for giving. Paul, like Jesus, was supported by people who were financially generous, and he never forgot that their ministry was a partnership. 2 years ago, Stephanie and I asked you to join us in a campaign that we called It's Personal. The goal was to be surrendered as a church. My hope was that every person who attends Access Church would surrender their finances to God and to follow his principle, to give first, save second, and live on the rest. We thought, what would happen if every person who attended Access Church designated a priority percentage of their income to give regularly? And even in the midst of a global pandemic, you've been so faithful to your commitments. And that video that we just saw, it gives a tiny taste of the impact that you've had. Throughout the last 2 years of the It's Personal campaign, we've given away a total of $48,769 to 6-8 Ministries, the Homeless Coalition of St. John's County, Habitat for Humanity, Seamark Ranch, Hugs Across the County, Liberty Pines Academy, Crookshank Elementary School, and dozens of individual families in need right here in our community. $48,000! Because you have been faithfully giving, because you didn't let the chaos of 2020 slow you down, we've created margin in our monthly budget, which will make it easier to qualify for a construction loan for permanent space. And because you've made Access Church a financial priority for your family, we've been able to set aside an additional $221,824 to our fund for permanent space. And we're asking God every day to either lead us to a land opportunity or a chance to redeem an existing structure in our community. And because of your faithfulness, the fund for that is now at $705,242. Instead of 9 families giving, there are now nearly 100. Thank you. I'm so grateful. Now, if you haven't been giving, don't you want to be a part of that? Because here's the thing, we still have more to do. And if you've not yet made Access Church the financial priority for your family, you're missing out. You've already missed out on what's been happening over the last couple of years, but you don't have to miss out on what's about to happen. In 2022, we want to do more. We'll talk about this more in January, but we want to increase the impact that we're having in our community, especially with older elementary students and middle school students. And let me ask you, what is the faith of the next generation worth? We'll do everything we can to help these students understand that they can trust God no matter what. And we want to make their environments better. We want to make their events better. We want to add to our staff in this area. And I continue to pray that in 2022, God leads us a step closer to permanent space in St. John's. We keep asking, we keep praying, we keep pursuing opportunities. The landscape's changing fast, but we believe that if we're faithful with what God has given us, we can trust him for the rest. And in 2022, we're going to continue to give thanks to God by giving generously to our community. We're going to continue to give away a percentage of every dollar you give to Access so that we can be generous, not in the name of my family or your family, but so that we can be generous in the name of Jesus Christ. If you've been part of this incredible season, this topsy-turvy, you know, who knows what tomorrow will bring season at Access Church, and you've been faithfully giving through it all, thank you. Like Paul, I'm confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. And listen, if you've not started to give to Access, don't wait. It'll be the best investment you will ever make. Figure out what your income will be for 2022. Start with a percentage, then go to accesschurch.com and set up a recurring gift. God, thank you so much for all that you have given us, for all that you've entrusted us with as managers. And God, I just ask for every person who's watching this today that we would think carefully about what it looks like to give back to you out of all that you've given us, to be good stewards, to make an impact on this world for all eternity with what you've given us. God, I just pray that you would help us as a church to continue to love this community well in tangible ways. Help us create incredible environments for students and for kids and to lead families and single adults and to grow in relationships with you. And God, we ask that you would grant us favor as an organization in 2022, that you would open doors that only you can open. God, we have such high hopes and we know that we're not done yet. But we continue on in the work that you've given us. And we're so grateful that you allow us to be part of what you're doing in people's lives. Thank you, God. Amen.